Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening. This is Reverend Dr. Eileen Maddox with you tonight, ready to move forward in what God has in mind. You know, one of the most difficult things about ministry is God takes the life of the person that he speaks through and uses the very trials and tribulations to move them into and to actually carry them through the ministry and the purpose of their lives. What are you saying? I'm saying that God will take your deepest, darkest trial and tribulation, and he will turn it into the most beautiful, helpful, loving gift that you can give to someone else. I know that's crazy because it requires a transparency that is not necessarily welcomed by everyone, especially those who don't understand how God works. But today, I am going to let you all in on an early edition of where God is sending me, the beginning of a book and the beginning of the new part of my ministry. I pray that I am putting it into the hands and the hearts of those who need it as much as I need it, even myself. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about depression and how to deal with it. We're just going to start on the first hand because this is about how God led me through my depression and my anxiety and continues to lead me through it. And how he wants me to share it with you and the world. If you will go with me to Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 10. May be familiar to many of you, but today we're going to see how God uses it in the battle of depression and anxiety. The word says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. For our struggles are not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against spiritual forces in the heavenly realm. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The word of God for the people of God. All thanks to God. So who am I? Who is Reverend Dr. Eileen? I'm going to tell you a little story about my life that I don't share with everyone, but I will be sharing because I want to help anyone who may have been in this place. My life was not going nearly as I expected, and I became very depressed. I was lost. I had no idea where to start to turn my life around. The realization of my life's direction was compounded when I ran into a young lady one day that shared how well her life was going. All I wanted to do was drive my car into oncoming traffic and end what I believed to be an awful life. God had another plan. Hallelujah. God compelled me to call for help right then. That help began with a diagnosis of depression, then medication, and finally counseling. I'm going to say right in between here, don't think that I wanted any of it. I didn't want to take medication. I didn't want to be diagnosed as having depression. And finally, why was I going to counseling? The counseling was both spiritual and secular. Ultimately, that counseling has helped me to assist others in their journey through depression. I don't know if you all remember, but I am a chaplain, and a big part of my job is to sit one-on-one with people and help them face many things in their lives, and among them is depression. And I thank God for the opportunity and the experience of hearing different ways people have fallen into depression. But God wanted me to share this, and it starts off with, why are you waiting? Life doesn't always turn out as we imagine, but it can change. We can make different decisions, and we don't have to wait to change the direction. It might take time to move where we want to, but the pivot is merely a turn. I remember watching Oprah on her 50th birthday show thinking, when I turn 50, I'm going to stop caring about what other people think and do what I want to do. Why in the world couldn't I start right then? If I had started as soon as I knew what I wanted to do, I could have changed the last 20 years of my life. I could have dealt with my stuff earlier. This is an invitation, no matter what age you are, to start dealing with your stuff right now. Depression is often rooted in a childhood experience and plays out in everyday life of the adult. It also can be something that happened yesterday, if it's big enough, if it's traumatic enough. The moment we recognize our life is headed in the wrong direction is the moment we can begin to deal with why it's headed in the wrong direction. I don't know. I see myself watching that show, and I remember that Debbie Allen was on there, and she was talking about all these things she had done. And I didn't take the opportunity that Oprah gave in that moment, because what she was doing was telling us really what we could have done right then. Now, I'm not a super Oprah fan when I say that. I mean, I listen to her, but I know how to eat the meat and spit out the bone. If it's for me, it's for me. And if it's not, it's not. But that day, show was for me, because here I am now remembering it and deciding I should have done it when I heard it. Anyway, let me move forward. Specifically, we have to learn how to deal with it right now. And in this particular area, we can deal with depression so that we can redirect our lives. While the medical field is working hard to address depression with great treatment results and some not so great treatment results, we invite what they have to offer and trust God to do the actual healing. We do understand that it's very important that you understand that I have nothing against counseling. I have nothing against medication. There are many reasons people have to take medication for mental illness. And if you think of it in terms of your brain can have issues, then you understand that sometimes it takes medication. And if you understand, God has given the ability to doctors, to ministers, to everyone to take care of our mind and our any depression and anxiety, it's important that you understand that there are some medical prescriptions and diagnosis that may be necessary. But we're going to talk about that as we get into it. Sadness does not always point to depression. Sadness is a momentary thing. You can be sad watching a TV show. Depression is that underlying downcast. And it comes in many forms. I remember my mom and dad used to call me melancholy. I didn't know what that meant, but now I do. It's when I get in this place, I call it right when I'm getting ready to go into depression. Weight changes. You can gain a lot of weight or you can lose a lot of weight. Forgetfulness, because you're just focusing on what you're depressed about, so you forget everything else. Isolation issues, feeling sickly all the time, emotional, fearful. You feel worthless, suicidal thoughts. All those things can come, and it can all be one thing. In fact, you can be too emotional. You can be too happy. Covering up, we have a saying, my girlfriends and I, a clown will make you laugh, make you cry just as hard as he can make you laugh. But I know that a lot of this doesn't sound like it, but this depression that I'm talking about now is something God is familiar with. Have you ever read Lamentations? Are you familiar with what happens in the Psalms? Well, today I want to take you to the part where you have to recognize that this is a battle. Depression and anxiety is a battle for your life. It doesn't seem like it should be. And in this time of the pandemic, in this time, and it's not over, y'all, because I tell you what, last 2 weeks at my job, I must have told 10 or 11 people about somebody passing from COVID in their life. And I'm not from a huge city. This is Charlotte, North Carolina. It's coming up, but it's not a New York. It's not a France, Paris, France, or it's not a London, England, or a Los Angeles. This is a relatively smaller city, but this is how many people are still being affected. And we're not even going to begin to look at what is happening in the Ukraine and all these things that have turned life upside down, that has changed the normal of our lives. So depression takes on a whole new feeling right now. As difficult as it is for me to do this, it is more important that I do it, that I share what God did with me with my depression, because even I have to go back to these same things over and over again. Addressing the depression means more than recognizing that it's something you're dealing with. You have to recognize that it is a battle at hand for your mind, body, and spirit. Yes, it will take all three of those. Your mind, because you're not thinking straight, because you're depressed. Depression is just the way it sounds. It pushes down on you and becomes a heavy weight on your mind. Your body changes because your body responds to the issues that are going on in it. If you're not feeding it right, if you feeding it too much, if you're sleeping too much, if you're not moving around, if you're not taking care of yourself and your spirit, your faith can begin to fail you. Yes. I don't care how saved, how you can be a bishop. You can be the top of the line of whatever your religious understanding as the hierarchy, and you can still be depressed by the enemy. As believers, though, we are blessed with what is necessary when facing this form of battle. The Bible is filled with the necessary strategy for victory. The word says we battle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. This comes from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, which is why I chose this to start off. One of the first things we have to do about depression is recognize it, and recognize it for the battle that it is. What does the battle look like? Where is the battlefield? It is in your mind. It is not fought with fists and guns. You would pop yourself in the head all day long trying to fight against this kind of battle. You could not hit your, you could knock yourself out cold, and you won't do enough to win the battle for your mind. It might knock you off your feet a little bit, but you will not win the battle for your mind. In fact, if you if you take your hand and try to hit yourself hard enough, it will win anyway, because that's crazy. But it is just as heavy of a battle as knocking yourself out with an anvil. It is heavier. My sister always told me that one of the first things that her pastor taught her is the what is real and what is not. The spiritual life is the most real part of our existence. What is going on that you cannot see has an amazing power to take you out more than what you can see. We'll talk about that another time. But the truth is, we have to put on the full armor of God in order to address kind of battle for your mind. The first thing I'm going to talk about is that you have to fortify the truth of God in your life. You got to make that thing real. You've got to see God for who he really is. You have to work on your relationship, and you have to make it real. God is real. The reality of his existence is all around us. Right now, I'm sitting here looking at a huge aloe vera plant. I'm looking at its ability to sustain itself. I put it in my car to bring it home, and I turned it all the way over, dirt and all in the back seat. But here it sits before me, thriving and getting itself together. I'm watching every day. I come in and standing up a little bit taller, and I'm speaking to it as if it can hear me, because I know that God is in that plant. If you go outside and look at nature, come inside, look at your body, think about everything that you're made up of, and you'll see the fantastic greatness of God. And you need to fortify God in your life. You need to make God real. You need to see everything. Too often we don't celebrate the most tiny thing, and that takes away our ability to fortify God's existence. You fortify it by putting on the belt of truth. He is real. He is honest. He is the truth himself. Everything about him is the reality. You have to put on this belt of truth. You've got to know that God is God, and that God is able, and that God created us, that God is the way. God is the truth. God is the life. Jesus is God. You've got to know the fullness of God. You've got to accept who God is, and you've got to recognize it as the truth over everything else that's being offered in the world today. There are so many different understandings of who God is, but God is able. God is real. God is, he's there. He's with us. He never left us nor forsook us. God is truth, and we have to fortify ourselves. We got to put that thing around our waist, ladies, like a girdle we never wore before. We need to make him so real and recognize that he holds us together. He gives us the true shape and form that we need to be in. If we're working out, you know what I mean? You got those abs, everything you're doing is trying to, God is shaping you to, he shapes you with the faith that you have, and so he has to be real. We have to embody the righteousness of Christ. What do you mean? We have to be that body. We have to bring it into our total being, not just hear a word, see a word, but do the word. Embody it. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Let him be what is righteous in you. That is the only righteousness there truly is. And then you have to stand on the gospel. Charge your feet with the gospel of peace. You got to stand on the truth of Christ. Look, people try to make God, make Jesus not real. They try to say he was just a great prophet. No, he was God himself on this earth. And you've got to believe that. Gospel, what is the gospel? It's the power of God unto salvation. You've got to accept who Christ is and stand on what he really came to tell us. I always tell people, if you look at the Old and New Testament, they definitely go together in this sense. God in the Old Testament said, this is what I don't want you to do. And in the New Testament, Jesus bought what we were to do. Understand, stand on the gospel. All of it is the truth of God, Old and New Testament. I'm not separating them because they all come together. I think that Jesus was the one who said something like, I did not come to take away from what God is doing. I am coming. I am here. I am with you now to make you understand this. I am the fulfillment of the truth of God. So we have to stand on the gospel. Shod your feet with the gospel of peace. It is in knowing what to do that we find peace. The shield of our faith block our despair. If we believe, despair can be uprooted, taken away. Now, I didn't say sadness would go away, because there are some things about being in Christ that we will suffer through. But my God, listen. There is a place in us that has that faith will block everything that the enemy tries to do. And sometimes, yes, we lower that faith. But God is so good that he has a soldier that can come into your life. That's why we cannot forsake the fellowship of the saints, because God can send someone right beside you to remind you to pick up that shield, to put it up there and let it, all these darts that he's throwing, taking your job away, taking your children away, trying to do everything. You put their face shield back up there. Don't let it slip down. And I know it can. Mine was slipping. There's no way that we can go through this life. It's not always easy to carry faith as high as we should. But God is so good that he has a way of bringing faith back up in its position. We stand strong. Sometimes you think about those Marvel characters and how they stand and put all that out there. Well, we're putting that faith out there like God wants us to. And that mindfulness of our salvation, telling us that no matter what is going on, and it really is no matter what, doesn't matter. I mean, let me put this differently. There is something awful going on in the Ukraine. People are being killed in the streets. But I'm going to tell you this. It takes faith to understand that even in death, God is life. God is able. It may not be. There is a time for everything, and it is hard. It is difficult. I just cannot imagine. One of my friends that I work with just got her mom over here from the Ukraine. I'm so happy for her. And but think about those who are left behind. She told me about uncles and different people in her family that are on either side of this battle. But if I remain under the understanding of salvation, I know those who died in Christ are with the Lord. Understand me. Remind yourself of your salvation. There are so many things that can take us out. But if we remind ourselves of our salvation, we are covered no matter what side of life we're on. Covered in the eternal love of Christ, in the eternal purpose of God. And the last thing you do, but you got to do it. I got to do it. Pressing with the sword. Bring his word out and set it out in front of you. Put it in your hand and recognize its ability to cut from either side. It is indeed a two-edged sword. What am I talking about? Bring some scriptures up and out that are necessary. See, what I'm telling you, I'm sharing this with you, but guess who has to do it? I've had to do it for the last 20 years, and I invite you to join me. If you're dealing with depression and anxiety, remember who God is. Bring some scriptures out that will help you defeat the depression that is trying to take you over. Here are some you can use. I am the head and not the tail. Because it doesn't matter where man stands you at, what end that they speak to. You know who you are in Christ Jesus to God. And he will take care of me. He will take care of you. I'm sorry, that first one was Deuteronomy 28 and 13. I am the head and not the tail. I am precious to God, and he will take care of me. is from Matthew 6, 25 through 44. God has filled my life with good things. I can trust him to satisfy me. Hallelujah. That is Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. I am destined for stumbling or destruction. Excuse me, let me start as the devil is a liar. I am not destined for stumbling or destruction. I have a noble purpose and hope. I have a noble purpose and hope. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4 and 13, I am equipped for every good deed and lavished with every grace. I could go here all day long, but this ends the beginning of the series that I'll be doing every time I come on until we finish this, about defeating depression through the Word of God. My prayer is that I have helped someone today. I have made someone understand that, yes, God has equipped people to be medically responsible for depression and anxiety. He has allowed people to help us to understand that we have it. He's allowed people to help us understand what it is. But he's the healer, and his word will bring healing in this process. Thank you so much for your time. I pray that God is blessing you. I pray that this gives you some tools to put in your shed for dealing with anxiety and depression in this time of a new normal, and that God has made you understand what you need for such a time as this. God bless you and keep you. God will help you defeat depression. God bless. Amen. Amen.
Okay. Amen, amen. And real quickly, I'm going to go ahead and do the announcements, and then we're going to turn the program back over to Reverend Dr. Maddox. This is the Pride and Purpose Camp Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's program. No matter where in the world you're listening to us, whether you're listening online or via phone, we thank you and appreciate your listenership. And we're broadcasting live on www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. And anytime you want to hear any of our previous shows on Blog Talk, you can simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. We also invite you to like us on Facebook, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And also let you know we do have a radio network, pknradio.com. You can go there. You can see. You can get 24 hours of gospel music, and from time to time, we'll broadcast our previous shows. And feel free to check out our host bios there on that website. Also, we're also on RadioCo.com and also on Anchor.com or anywhere where podcasts are broadcast. Just don't forget to look us up, Purpose Kingdom Network. And from there, we just hope you enjoyed. Okay, and with that being said, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour. And that's going to be One Touch Transformations, and that's going to be hosted by Minister Arthenius Jackson. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour. And it's going to be One Touch Transformation, and that's going to be hosted by Minister Arthenius Jackson. Okay, so we hope someone, no matter where in the world, they got a message out of tonight's program. And so I'm going to hand the program back over to Dr. Ali Maddox. And Dr. Maddox, let me tell you, great show, great show.
Praise God. Praise God. I hope you all will bear with me as I continue to do what God has called me to do. We just have to recognize that the enemy will do anything to shut us down. And in this time that is so close to Christ's return, his main duty is to take out believers and certainly not to allow those who are not saved to become believers. And he does it by messing with our minds. This is the bottom line. So my prayer is that you will recognize the battle, that you'll fortify the truth of God in your life, embody the righteousness of Christ, stand on the gospel, let the shield of faith block despair, remain mindful of your salvation, and cut through the depression with the sword, his word. God bless you and keep you. And certainly, God, extend your heart and your life by bringing you joy unspeakable. God bless you. Amen.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Devil wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.